Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
This is the Reverend of the Centuries. Thanking all of you out there for listening. And thank you, Howard, for letting me be on the one and only Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Praise Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Church of Abject Sorrow in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live.
I heard that scratch, scratch, scratch at the floorboards and nails. Donna's come back to me. I knew she would find her way back home. I heard that scratch, scratch, scratch at the
heart, you know I care for you, and I could never be unkind, and that's true. But it was the drinking that brought out the devil in me. That night you told me we were through, and I don't know why I acted that way, but I knew you'd come back to me someday. And that's why I kept you so close to my heart, and now you're back.
Oh, the half-born night. It ain't rained that much in 7 weeks. Oh, the half-born night. Under the dry crawl space.
sweetheart. You should have seen how pretty you were, with pink lipstick and done up hair. I put a bunch of roses in your hands, and even bought you a new dress to wear. Oh, and your mother came by to say goodbye. She always thought I was a pretty nice guy. And when I kissed your eyelids that last time, a church bell rang, and it was God's time.
Oh, that poor night. I didn't get a wink about 7 weeks. Oh, that poor night. Waiting for the baby to wake and sleep. Oh, that poor night. My baby's finally woken up from the sleep.
All the time. Well, that's what I love. That's a good way to mix up that set, I think, from the way it started. And that was from a 2003 bootleg I have called, well, the tour itself was called Almost Alone and Then Some. And that was the great Dwight Yoakam doing a pretty goddamn good cover of the song Crazy Arms, which has been covered by a gazillion artists and a million times for sure. But really like that live version of Crazy Arms right there from, like I said, the great Dwight Yoakam, recorded in 2003, and proof positive right there of how good some of these taping devices they have are these days. And they got the H3 Zoom is just one of them. Not sure what particular unit was used to record this, but to me it sounds like it was an audience recording. And anyway, they're just getting better as the years go by, and a pretty good sounding bootleg right there. And, man, had an interesting conversation or an email sent to me earlier this week from the people from Dwight Yoakam's management company. My fifth podcast I put out at section86.com had a bootleg from that same year, 2003, entitled Almost Alone. It was Keith Gaddis and Dwight Yoakam. Just the two of them went out for quite a few shows, and somebody had taped that. And somebody from his management company sent me an email, and was kind of worried about what they wanted. But all they really wanted to say is that Dwight listened to that bootleg set and didn't know it was documented and surely liked it. And so I went ahead and sent them out a copy, and pretty cool stuff right there from Dwight Yoakam. The band called The Church of Abstract Sorrow. Right before that, brand new album this year, 2010. And the album's called Blessed Sacrament. And I played a song off that called Resurrection Prayer, track number 4. From the Church of Abstract Sorrow. Pretty damn good band right there. And another band that was fairly short-lived, I think 2002 to 2006. But the band's called Tractor Ass. And release they put out called Ass, Gas, or Grass. And man, you gotta like that album title. A couple songs from that called Champagne Pussy and Bigfoot. Again, the band that was short-lived called Tractor Ass. And Skullhammer right before that. From their 2008 release, played the title track from it, their album called Fear the Truth, and that was a track that I played from the band Skullhammer from Massachusetts, and man, great band right there, hope you like that. And I started this set off with a band I've been playing on and off the last couple of years, just a fantastic band, and the band's called Double Eagle Standard out of Buffalo, New York, and what this was a song from a demo they put out, a demo of their album called Burn the World. And played a track called Enough Said. Kind of an unusual bootleg asylum radio show I got going today. Yeah, usually it's on Friday nights from 12 o'clock midnight until 2 a.m. Eastern time. Feeling a little sick this week. Not the best of shape, so I decided not to do the show Friday night. And I decided to do it today, which is Sunday. And I just, you know, it's kind of cool that here being a couple days late, I still got Chatters on the board with me. And it's really cool. We got Chris on here, Lefty X and Toker Dave. Although Chris just left a little while ago, he went to do a interview himself. So that's Chris Walker. And yeah, you know Chris Walker. He's been on the chat with us quite a bit, and I've played his music on my show a lot. And what a great artist. He has an album out called The Pinecone Incident. And go to MySpace/ChrisWalkerGuitars and save up to 25% off The Pinecone Incident by typing in keyword bootleg. And it's pretty cool of Chris to include me in my show, and the discount of that album, and man, really worth it. And anyway, good to have these chatters on a Sunday. Man, go out of the way to be on my show, and I certainly appreciate that. It's pretty cool stuff. And I always dub my show as much as I can that it's all about the music, and I want to keep up with that right now by just getting right back into the music. So again, I'll talk to you on the other side of this. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
One by one we stand or fall, living this madness that will kill us all. Prove me wrong,
but I guess I'm right. Now what's in your mind? Look at yourself and see what you've done. Stare at the mirror, what an eye become. What is the meaning of living as in a lie? What is
Yeah, I'm the longer living and I'm the laughing loud. I'm the kind of person that warns myself about.
This is Heinrich 13, all the way from fucking Germany, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Show. Stay straight, true, and hellbound.
Hey, I got a little murder story for you fellas, and it's called On the Run. This girl with hair black as night, her eyes were green and as cold as ice. We both fell in love and she said to me, there for you I'll always be. But it seemed like her good times weren't good enough for her. I had to find out one day when I came home from work. I stepped into her bedroom and guess what did I see? That bitch spread a flex on all. Talking in my head, I realize I won't be free until
whiskey, yeah, an empty bottle of whiskey, an empty bottle of whiskey, and I need a new one now.
Good bands from overseas been sending me music. This is one of them right there. The band's called Heinrich 13 and the Double Grass Pickers. Off of their 2009 release called Double Grass Country, that song right there is called He Loves Them Country. Whiskey Yodel number one, and a song called On the Run. Right before that, it rounds off that three-song block right there from Heinrich 13 and the Double Grass Pickers. Man, a lot of the bands from around here been touring this year over there in Germany and over in Europe. You got Joe Buck has already been over there. I know Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies, and I think JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters are on their way over there. All of these bands have played alongside Heinrich 13 and the Double Grass Pickers over the last few months. And I think Heinrich was saying that Joe Buck spent a couple nights at his house on a tour over there, and he said all Joe did was smoke pot all day. And I thought, man, that sounds just like fucking Joe, man. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Straight, True, and Hellbound, Country Music, and Heinrich 13 and the Doublegrass Pickers right there. And before that, played a track from a song called, the album is called Everything Glows. The band is called D.A.D. and played a song called Evil Twin. Band called Sexstone, right before that, track they got out called The Fall. And a band called Coldspell, the song they got out called Shot Down. Now, the Coldspell was sent to me from Shaz at Rockaholic Promotions. And yeah, I tell you about Shaz all the time, man. She's a big supporter of my show, and I try to do her as much as I can as far as help goes. And she's has a lot to do with the Beauty and the Beast Promotions as well as Rockaholic Promotions. She does a lot of work for HMTV Australia, and I believe she has an interview with Rod Fritz that was just out, so check out HMTV Australia for that Rod Fritz interview. I know she just did one for The Gate Music Magazine. You want to check out more from them. It's a great magazine, man. It's called The Gate. Go to www.thegatemusicmagazine.com and check out Shaz's interview with the band Coldspell. And a great magazine there, The Gate. And she also writes for the Vocals Magazine here in the United States. Does work for Jamboni.com as well as Global Thunder Networking. It's a radio station down there in Australia. And man, she just does all that work. And besides that, takes time out of her busy schedule to help out, you know, shows like mine and a lot of independent artists. And man, what more can you ask than that? Goes far and above the call of duty to help us out. And like I say, I try to help her out as much as I can. In the meantime, and that was a set there, and she sent me that band Coldspell. Like I said, go to The Gate Music Magazine and check out her interview right there. And really, really good interview. And what I'm going to do now is get into a bootleg set here, recorded in 1988. And the band is Motorhead with Lemmy. And Lemmy, he'll tell you himself, man, Motorhead's the best goddamn band you'll ever hear. And they play loud enough that it might be the last fucking band you ever hear, too, because they play that just that loud. So, you know, get into this right here. This is a little bit of Lemmy. So, yeah, maybe crack open a couple beers. Roll yourself up a couple joints for sure, and check out some music from the great Motorhead. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlapEddie.com.
Yeah. Switzerland once again. Also, I have not played in Lausanne since Hawkwind, and now I find it is even better. This one is the last one you will ever hear. It's called Death Forever.
Forever! Yeah.
listen, just to be serious for 1 second. Well, that's enough of that. Thank you very much. We enjoyed playing in Switzerland always. And this has been one of the best nights. Thank you. Okay? Don't forget, this is the best band you ever heard in your life. It is also the last band you'll ever hear in your life. This one is called Overkill. Bonsoir.
Yeah, a little bit of fadeaway there from that Motorhead bootleg set recorded in Switzerland, 1988. And I hope you like that. Yeah, like I said earlier, let me go tell you, Motorhead is the best damn band you ever heard. And, you know, they play so loud, probably the last band you'll ever hear too, man. Like I said, I hope you like that rather long Motorhead bootleg set right there. I don't really have the track listing in front of me, although, you know, I should. It's part of my job, but God damn it, I don't have it. And anyway, like I said, hope you like that. Rather, not a bad sounding bootleg set, considering it was 1988. Not sure if it was a bootleg set or what, but the vocals are a little bit lacking. But the rest of the music itself didn't sound too bad for, like I say, you know, a bootleg from that era. And again, like I said, as I always do, hope you found something in that set that you liked. Pretty good stuff right there. And like I say, being a Sunday afternoon, it's good to have people even on the chat board. I had Mike and Toker Dave were on earlier, as well as Chris Walker. And Chris had left to go pick up his kids and do another radio interview. And Chris just hopped back on the chat board with us. It's good to have Chris on here. And as I told you before, go to myspace.com/ChrisWalkerGuitars and hit on the Pinecone Incident album that he released in 2008 and type in keyword bootleg or radio. And get up to 25% off the purchase of that album, The Pinecone Incident. And like I said, many thanks to Chris for including my show in whatever form I can help as part of the purchase of that Pinecone Incident. And pretty cool stuff. And like I said, it's kind of odd having my show on a Sunday afternoon as opposed to Friday midnight. But I appreciate people that are tuning in, and the podcast will be out this Tuesday as normal at section86.com. And man, I got my stat numbers here a week or two ago and pretty damn good for a schmuck like myself with a internet connection and a microphone. And, you know, I certainly appreciate everybody taking time to download it because the numbers are really, really good. And if you know any bands that want to, that you'd like to have on my, played on my show, send your comments to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show at MySpace and as well as Gmail. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show at gmail.com. It's that simple, and I'll get it on there. Matter of fact, that Motorhead bootleg set was requested by a listener, and I was more than happy to locate it and put it on for you guys' listening enjoyment, and it didn't sound too bad at that, and I was really happy to have the suggestion and more than happy to play it. And I keep rambling on. What I haven't told you so far is some of the shows at section86.com, besides my own. There's a brand new in there, a couple of them up this month. You have the White Trash Revival show, radio show, whatever. And it's an alright show, man. Check it out if you get a chance. It's kind of like Outlaw Radio Chicago, if you're familiar with that show. Although Outlaw Radio Chicago is a really, really absolutely fantastic show. The White Trash Revival podcast is in that vein. They play the country, the new country that everybody's listening to, and yeah, he's got an attitude. Donnie fucking Cash is your host over there, so check that out if you get a chance, as well as all the other shows. Hank and Chains, It Burns When I Pee, just got a brand new podcast put up. It's a Valentine's Day special. It's a, or anti, more like an anti-Valentine's Day special, so check out the brand new release of It Burns When I Pee, just came out last Friday, with your host Blake Clayton, and you will not go wrong there anytime you download It Burns When I Pee. He puts on a fantastic show, always has, and he will continue to do so. And what I'm going to do right now is quit babbling and get back into a music set right here. One of my last, and this band here is a band I played a couple years ago, and it's been a while since I played them on my show, and I'm going to take care of that right now. The band is 16 Horsepower. The song is called My Narrow Mind.
Feet they fail, the thoughts I think I see your face turn pale. Take my hand, you will say. abstract intellect. It's a brain that remembers and feels and suffers.
I have powers that equal and surpass the powers of Zorro.
Australia, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live on flapdaddy.com and podcasting every Tuesday at the newssection86.com.
Stop. underneath my eyes, lines are forming. Well, my face looks like a zombie. My skin is fucking crawling. Some days I feel so goddamn cold. Some days I feel like I got my teeth firm on the curb, lying belly up in a gutter somewhere. This wear and this tear, it's just not fucking fair. I wonder if things will get better someday, like on the day I walked away, I walked away, I walked. Can't clear my head, think I'll put a gun to it. If it don't change its ways real goddamn soon. You see, my thoughts are on the loose, and I ain't got shit to lose. Around my neck burn is this news, and I'm closer, closer to the edge, closer to the edge. Live day.
From the Useless and Alone album, that was Dogbite Harris right there. Track number one from that release, called Broken Man. And hope you like that Dogbite Harris right there. Pretty good artist. Just sent me this here recently. A couple days ago, I think I got it in the mail. And many thanks to, like I say, Dogbite for sending that out to me right there. Again, the album is Useless and Alone, and that track was Broken Man. And right before that, I played a track. Actually, I played these guys earlier in the show under Heinrich 13 in the Doublegrass Pickers. Well, they have an alter ego band. Ultra Ego, whatever you want to fucking call it. I don't know. Another band, same members, a couple different members in it, but they're a band called Escalation Unit Chaos Engine. And yeah, they're pretty hard heavy metal right there. And I played a track from them called Riven by Grief. Again, that's from Escalation Unit Chaos Engine, which is basically three quarters of the Heinrich 13 and the Doublegrass Pickers. And check out both of them. You can go to www.heinrich13.com or www.escalationunit.com and check out much more from both bands, mostly the same members. And I hope you like that right there. Riven by Grief, Escalation Unit, Chaos Engine is the band. The great Doobie Whitehorn right before that, off his album released 2009 called Touché. A couple of tracks he sent me earlier, as well as an ID tag, a song called Teeth and I'm Gone from Doobie Whitehorn. Band called Arise Within, right before that, a song called Blackthorn, off their 2009 release as well. The album is called The Season of the Locust. Again, Arise Within. And I started this set off here a while ago with a band called 16 Horsepower and a song they have out called My narrow mind. And I hope you like that right there. And what I'm going to do now is end the show. Usually I do a three-song set, but I'm going to mix it up a little bit here. I'm going to play a track from a band out of Detroit, Michigan, right here in the great state of Michigan that I live in. And the band is called Chaos Theory. I'm going to play a song they have out called Misery. They have a new album coming out, I believe, in July. I just got an email from DJ Howie Deluxe from Deluxe Entertainment. God, I don't have it right in front of me, but they have a brand new album coming out pretty soon. But I'm going to play an older track of theirs called Misery. Great video they have out as well. And I'm going to end my show with that, as well as a song or two from Chris Walker, who's on the chat with us tonight too. So that's pretty much my show, and I hope you found something that you liked. Like I said earlier, kind of odd having a show on Sunday. Usually it's Friday night, midnights, but this show was kind of postponed from Friday. I wasn't feeling so good, but here we are now doing it, and I appreciate anybody who's taking time today on Sunday to listen. And again, for the chatters to find their way to my Sunday show, that was way cool as well. So once again, you've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. And like I said, I'm going to end it right now with this first band called Chaos Theory. Check out more from them at myspace.com/Chaos Theory Detroit. And check out more from this great band. And I'm also going to end it with some Chris Walker. But this is Chaos Theory and the track they got out called Misery. And we'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has just what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter code POD149 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.